The word from the Huygens space probe is that Saturn's moon, Titan, is no picnic spot. It's bitterly cold, smog particles and liquid natural gas rain from the sky, and those rains scour deep channels through the terrain below. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, scientists are piecing this picture of Titan together based on data beamed back from the Huygens lander a week ago.
Titan turns out to be every bit as miserable as scientists had suspected, but it's also every bit as interesting. Jean-Pierre Le Breton, who manages the Huygens project, unveiled a new improved understanding of Titan today at a news conference in Paris.
Our new picture today of Titan is really fascinating, and what we are seeing, Earth-like processes on Titan, but the big difference is that the ingredients are somewhat different.
It rains on Titan, but the rain is methane, liquid natural gas, rather than water. The rocks on Titan aren't rocks, they're dirty blocks of water ice. And the dirt is a soup of organic chemicals that the Environmental Protection Agency would ban in a heartbeat. Marty Tomasco, who is in charge of the cameras on Huygens, has been examining pictures of deep channels on the surface of Titan. They're coated with this black organic stuff.
The dark material in the bottoms of the channels is very likely this photochemical smog that falls out of the atmosphere, coats the whole terrain, and gets preferentially washed off the top of the ridges.
The methane rain rushes down the channels and onto large lake beds. But Tomasco says the lake bed near Huygens appears to be empty, at least for the moment.
It's more like Arizona or someplace like that, where the riverbeds are dry most of the time. Right after a rain, you might have open flowing liquids, but then there are pools. These pools gradually dry out. The liquid sinks down into the surface.
And eventually the methane evaporates again to form new rain clouds in Titan's hazy atmosphere. Titan's air is like the Earth's in that it's mostly nitrogen. What's conspicuously absent is oxygen. Toby Owen from the University of Hawaii says all the oxygen on Titan appears to be locked up in the ground as water ice, the O in H2O.
So there's no source of oxygen available, which is a good thing, or Titan would have exploded a long time ago.
Methane in the air makes the entire atmosphere flammable. Methane in the atmosphere is also constantly being converted to the sooty stuff that falls to the ground, and that raises a question.
Why is the methane still there? Why hasn't it disappeared after we've been making all this smog material? And that's a puzzle that we're still working on. There must be some source of methane inside Titan, which is releasing the gas into the atmosphere.
Owen says the Huygens probe recorded an intriguing clue about that. As the probe sat on the surface, it recorded an abrupt 30% increase in methane in the nearby air.
Boom! In 3 minutes, up it goes. That methane must be coming out of the ground. And that's the exciting part. It means that there's liquid methane very near the surface, maybe right on the surface.
Before the Huygens mission, many scientists expected to see lakes or even oceans of methane. Instead, Huygens has found these dry lake beds. But Owen says don't assume the whole moon looks like this one landing site. After all, he says, the first three space probes to fly past Mars just happened to fly past all the boring parts.
So they didn't see any volcanoes, any river channels, any big canyon or anything like that. And there was even talk at that time to maybe cancel the program because Mars was just so boring. And so we've got to be a little careful that we don't generalize from too much from what we're seeing here as to what the rest of Titan may be like.
Huygens' batteries went dead, as expected, just a few hours after it landed on this frigid moon, so it won't be providing any more clues. But the Cassini spacecraft is still in orbit around Saturn, and mission managers plan many more trips to peer down on the mysterious world that is Titan. Richard Harris, NPR News.